From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says it's putting Iran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shiite Houthi rebels. But a White House spokesman offered no specifics on the scope of the warning. Trump administration officials said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran says its ballistic missile test did not violate the 2015 agreement with the U.S. and world powers. U.S. President Donald Trump is downplaying a spirited phone call with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who said Mr. Trump committed to going forward with an agreement to resettle a group of refugees who were intercepted trying to reach Australia.
For whatever reason, President Obama said that they were going to take probably well over 1,000 illegal immigrants who were in prisons, and they were going to bring them and take them into this country, and I just said, why? So we'll see what happens. But, a previous administration does something. You have to respect that. But you could also say, why are we doing this? That's why we're in the jams that we're in.
The Washington Post reported that Mr. Trump told Turnbull the agreement is, in his words, the worst deal ever. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is calling on Russia to use its influence with rebel separatists in eastern Ukraine to end fighting that has flared in recent days. At least 11 people have been killed since Sunday in fighting between Ukrainian troops and the separatists. Each side blamed the other for the uptick in violence. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury